Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. It's a first preview fit for a princess. Once Upon a Mattress is back on Broadway tonight for the first time since 1996. The new staging, direct from a brief run at New York City Center earlier this year, stars Sutton Foster as Princess Winifred the Woebegone and Michael Urie as Prince Dauntless. A humorous Golden Age adaptation of The Princess and the Pea, Once Upon a Mattress features a score by Mary Rogers and Marshall Bearer, with a book by Bearer, Jay Thompson, and Dean Fuller. It is newly adapted for this production by Amy Sherman Palladino. The cast also includes Brooks Ashmanskas, Daniel Breaker, Will Chase, Nikki Renee Daniels, Anna Gasteyer, and David Patrick Kelly. Lauren Lataro choreographs, and Lear DeBessine directs. A $45 same-day digital rush has just launched on the TodayTix app. It opens at 9 a.m. the day of a performance, and there is a limit of 2 tickets per person that can be purchased per performance. Also, starting tomorrow and each Thursday going forward in the show's run, the show will host pre-show trivia at the box office at 6 p.m. Tickets to that evening's performance will be up for grabs, as well as other prizes fit for royalty. Once Upon a Mattress officially opens August 12th at the Hudson Theater for a run through November 30th. In casting news, 4 more principal cast members will be departing Anne Juliet in the coming weeks. Austin Scott, the current Shakespeare, will play his final performance on August 11th. Taking over the role beginning August 16th will be Drew Gehling, an original cast member of Waitress who was last seen on Broadway as Jeff Beebe in Almost Famous. Justin David Sullivan, Ben Jackson Walker, and Philippe Arroyo, all original cast members who have spent over 2 years performing in the Jukebox musical, have also set their final performance as May, Romeo, and Francois, respectively, for October 27th. Their 3 replacements will be announced later. As previously announced on Monday, Betsy Wolf will play her final performance as Anne Hathaway on October 20th. Her replacement will also be announced later. And Juliet continues at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. The Broadway cast of Death Becomes Her is now complete. A 16-person ensemble and 4 swings will join the previously announced Megan Hilty, Jennifer Simard, Christopher Sieber, and Michelle Williams. Of the newly announced cast members, 4 of them are new to the show, having not been a part of the tryout production from earlier this year staged in Chicago. Death Becomes Her features an original score by Julia Madison and Noel Carey, with a book by Marco Panette and direction and choreography by Christopher Gattelli. First preview is October 23rd, and opening night is November 21st at the L'Enfantin Theater. The final installment of this summer's Broadway in Bryant Park concert series is tomorrow afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., hosted by Delilah from sponsor 106.7 Light FM. Expect a special pre-show performance by students of AMDA College of the Performing Arts, plus performances from the casts of Anne Juliet, The Outsiders, Six, Wicked, and the upcoming A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical. Bryant Park is located between 40th and 42nd Streets between 5th and 6th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. The event is free and open to the public and will go on rain or shine. 2-time Tony winner Michael Cerveris will join the cast of Tammy Faye as Jerry Halwell. Cerveris, recently seen on television's The Gilded Age, was last seen on Broadway as Bruce Bechtel in Fun Home, which won him his 2nd Tony. He joins a company that also includes Christian Borle and Katie Braben as Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Full casting will be announced later. Tammy Faye features an original score by Elton John and Jake Shears, with a book by James Graham, choreography by Lynn Page, and direction by Rupert Gold. Previews begin October 19th before November 14th opening night at the Palace Theater. And finally today, last night, the new 2-person psychological thriller Job officially opened at the Helen Hayes Theater. Written by Max Wolf Friedlich, it stars Succession alums Peter Friedman and Sidney Lemon as a therapist and his new patient, on the heels of a workplace incident that went viral. Reviews were mostly mixed, including that of the New York Times. Chief theater critic Jesse Green commended the show for bringing some much-needed genre variety to Broadway, since true theatrical thrillers are few and far, but also going on to state, if you don't mind that the thrill is pointless, this one's for you. Otherwise, you may need some therapy when it's over. Job runs on Broadway through September 29th. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.